KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
There you go, Bill Drummond. I believe in rock and roll. I was going to say special guests. I've got Liam and Ivy in today again. Hello, children.
Hello. Hello. Good to be back.
Who came up with the idea for today's show?
I think it was both of us collectively, Ivy's stamp of approval is.
Oh, I was just going to say that was
carried it on.
And today's topic is
90s music.
Okay.
I know. Go. You were not.
No, I wasn't until you pointed it out. And then I was just like, I felt old.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, no, I'm not. I don't care.
No.
Because there's so many good songs in there and so many things I wanted to play. So, and this week we're going to let Liam go first. But let me just do this, Liam.
Yeah, please.
This is Martin Hanlon. This is the Real McCoy Radio Show, KX935 FM.
Woo!
Bingo. All right. First pick by Liam Mahoney.
Yeah, so that's my
first
song.
See, in the last show that I put out, was I saying your name properly? Every time I say that.
You always say it wrong.
You always
say it wrong, don't
you?
Yeah,
I think you say O'Malley.
No, he says O'Mahony.
Yeah.
So how'd you say it then?
O'Mani.
O'Mani.
That's
stop. Made up name.
All that Gaelic mess of a language.
Mahoney. Yeah. Sorry, Liam.
No, it's fine. Everyone gets it wrong, letting you go
first and like building you up, and then I just like
hold on,
pull you back down again. Sorry, yeah, it's a sign of love, Liam. There you go.
I appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate
it. We're going to go with, come on.
Okay. This is Don't Sweat the Technique by Eric B. and Rakim.
Don't sweat the technique. It'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Technical style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just speak. And peep the technique.
Don't sweat the technique.
You saw that?
I first heard that song. I think it was on Robin Big, that old MTV2 show. And I was probably like 12 or 13. Show was great. It was a great show. And so that song played. And Verizon used to do this ringback tone thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do it still now, but if they do, it's
was that your pager?
Yeah, was that yours?
That was like, so it was, it would it was be like if you called me,
yeah,
you would hear that song. That was
a,
my,
it was a gift to your callers.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It
was. Yeah. It was yeah. like, it was like the cover letter to it your was, resume.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It was like okay. Yeah. Hey, you're calling me. This is what I'm about.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 Don't sweat the technique.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense though.
I had that. And what was the other one? I only had two. It was a Matt Costa song.
Oh,
I can't remember what it's called.
What? Hey, Miss Pitiful.
Yeah, Mr. Pitiful. Yeah.
That one.
That one. Wow. Yeah, I had both of those. I used to have a friend that he would call me, and he'd be like, "Don't answer."
Oh my!
I just want to hear the song.
Martin,
not a friend.
I know, right? Don't answer. I don't want you to answer. So yeah, there's a lot of love for that song that I have. Ivy, you're up next.
Okay, well, this whole 90s thing was really, really hard for me to dial down to just a couple songs. A lot of memories, a lot of childhood and sentiment, and it's all super fantastic. So my first pick is She's Electric by Oasis. That song, I have much older siblings, and that song always reminded me of my sister because she would have a bunch of boyfriends. And I just kind of, I don't know why I imagined that this was like my sister's boyfriend singing about our kind of dysfunctional family. And
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I loved that song growing up. It was like, I remember sitting at my rink-a-dink computer illegally downloading Oasis.
Oh, LimeWire. Can't talk about
LimeWire and Napster and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that happened, there was a book. Did I not get you? Why am I thinking I got you this book? There's a book. It was like 50 best songs or something like that.
I think you did.
That's it. I buy you books. You just ignore them.
No, mm-hmm. No. The one you got me, it was like, I think it was like 500 albums to listen to before you die.
Yeah. There was a blue hardcover.
Wasn't the Lou Reed one?
No, that was Lou. He got me that one. I ignore that one.
That one's
sitting on my table and it's like, oh,
unopened.
The spine is perfectly creased.
Yeah, and I thought, yeah, because Liam Gomick, his kill was Lou Reed. You know, anything after that's just, you know, an afterthought. But yeah, because I also got you, and this goes out to someone else's listen, who was going to, she was going to be here, but got a bit of a hangover. So never made it. But I bought her a... Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did that book go for you?
You know, I got halfway through and I was like, this sucks. It's a bummer. And
it's a bummer. That's why the history is like...
I think I was in class. I was taking classes.
Oh, you were classes. You were reading the book in class.
No, well, I had to read like other books. I was like, okay, I still have it bookmarked. Right, okay. Where I'm halfway through.
Yeah. I was being sympathetic to your, you know, heritage and you're like, oh, it's a bummer.
Well, I think it's going to have a happy ending.
It's a bummer. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. I just like, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not saying anything. Oh, they're joining. So yeah. Oasis, you were going to say something about Oasis.
I never got into Oasis. I didn't know like much about them growing up.
And then I just said there it was Noel that wrote everything, like Pete Townsend wrote everything for The Who.
Right. And I think I just always assumed that Liam Gallagher probably contributed the most because he's the lead singer.
Yeah. All the melodies, all the lyrics, all the music was Noel. Everything was Noel. So that anytime he's brought, that was the great thing about it, which the feud at the end.
Right, right.
Every time like, that's it, I'm not singing. He was like, cool.
Yeah.
And Noel would just sing and go, yeah, I wrote it and I sang it. Fine. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So there you go. Oh, I get to pick a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
So, I was thinking the songs when Ivy, so yeah. Started mentioning some artists and same as you, I just couldn't figure out who not to pick. And then I picked this. And then the comment last night from the person who's still got the hangover was, oh, yeah, right, yeah, you'd have to do this. And yeah, cool. And politics. And it's the start.
Of course.
The little, hear the little record player?
Yeah, I hear it. Oh.
Life is hard, and so am I. You'd better give me something so I don't die. And his lawyer are coming back.
The Eels, Novocaine for the Soul.
Cannot believe I didn't think about that.
So
the,
good.
I think the good thing about this show today is I'm going to play a couple of songs that are really going to annoy you because you're going to be like, why didn't I think of them? You know?
I know.
So, you know, that I just, you know, like you started with the hip hop thing, Liam, and then that was like to me, it was weird because I was checking out like playlists.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
yeah.
It was like a 90s playlist and there was a lot of kind of.
Same.
I don't know what you call it, like the rock that happened in the 90s. What would you explain that as, you know?
The rock?
The rock over the 90s, you know?
Like, it was like grungy.
And then there was a kind of alternative.
It was like pop rock.
And then there was an alternative rock. And alternative rock was to do it with a lot with the production and stuff. And a lot of stuff that came out of the UK. And that was one of the ones that was like, to me, was on the turn. It was a kind of cross hip hop.
Yeah,
That snare drum sound is just in the way it's put together.
Definitely a lot of crossover with that.
Yeah, and a lot of influence from them listening to hip hop, I think. But as I said off air, and maybe the best lyric ever in a song, that just, you know, the whole religion thing. And it just says, Jesus and his lawyer are coming back.
So good. They're hilarious. All their songs. They're just witty.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Talking about humor and stuff in songs, Sex and Candy.
By Marcy Playground, yeah.
Yeah.
This song used to intimidate me when I was a kid.
Really?
I loved it, but I always felt sort of wrong for loving it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like it was inappropriate. Because it would play on K-Rock all the time. It would play on the radio. Yeah. And so it was just a song that I heard. I don't think my parents ever put it on, but...
At that time, were you dealing with Jesus and his lawyer? There you go.
Hanging around downtown by myself. So much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Casting devious stares in my direction. Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. About myself, and then there she was in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting? And can they hear? Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my dream.
Marcy Playground, not Marcy's, just Marcy.
Yeah, just Marcy Playground.
Yeah. So this is Martin Hanlon, Real McCoy Radio Show with Liam and Ivy playing songs from the 90s.
Woo!
Yes. Wow, isn't that a long time ago?
Decades.
I mean...
Yeah, nice. Yeah, look at that. It's at Marcy's. I see we did there. Marcy's Playground or Marcy. And then decade or decades.
Decades. Mm.
Decades.
The plural.
And Ivy, you're up.
Yeah, Spiderwebs, no doubt.
Yeah.
Great song. This was the first tape I ever picked out for myself.
Wow.
Tragic Kingdom.
Oh my, oh my. Someone sitting with the hangover thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I actually bought her as can't say vinyl. Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say what I'm going to say.
You can say whatever you want.
I can say whatever I want.
It's your show.
Yeah, that's it. Good record. Good band.
Oh, really great. Good band.
I love this album. It's really fun and poppy. And
so I just, you know, talking about the 90s, I'm like, oh, okay. So then I get a phone call in the 90s, and I'm living in Austin, Texas, and it's Jed, my best mate, and he's like, Martin, hey, I'm coming out to Texas. I'm like, okay, why are you coming out to Texas? Oh, we're doing the Christmas thing, where we do all the radio shows. I'm like, yeah, okay, who's on? He goes, Go-Go's. I'm like, great. Sam McLaughlin. I'm like, fine. And then he goes, Simple Minds. I'm like, what? So Jim flies in. So there we are in Houston, Texas, Jed, Jim and I. And this band opens just acoustically. And it's No Doubt.
Oh, wow. Really?
Just playing, just one acoustic guitar, just a guitar and her.
Nice.
The guy and the writer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was it. So yeah, Spider Webs.
Yeah.
Had a lot of energy in there.
How what?
A lot of energy in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she's...
Yeah.
I don't know if I can even say what I want to say on the radio.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
You're
it's
right.
Weird. It's like, all right. Yeah, well, we can, when they go off, you can tell me.
Okay.
And it's weird. I was talking to, it was about a couple of years ago, some of mine were doing the Formula One down in something like Singapore or something like that.
Car racing?
Yeah, and they do, it's like a 3-day thing, and they put concerts on, you know.
Oh, really?
So that, because everybody's there for the time trials and stuff.
Okay.
And some of mine's are playing, and so we're knocked out. And Jim's like, says he was just like halfway through, you know, the set, he was really into it, and he looked over, and she was just at the side, gone crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, after it, she was like, I just like a big some of mine's fan. He's like, really? So he was quite taken with that. But no, she has an energy. And,
totally.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
even
taking
her solo
names,
stuff. Yeah,
you know?
The what is it? Love Angel.
Did you just
baby?
Say she's taking names?
Oh yeah,
out here taking names.
I she's love that.
Go to her hat. The front of her house is just like people's heads on spikes. Yeah. Like,
yeah, she's taking names. Yeah, that's it. We're in the '90s. Yeah.
What a.
I said something
decade.
Last night. It was in the '90s. Yeah, I can't remember. It's like my mum used to say, "Hell mend you."
What?
Like, if you got something wrong, she'd be like, hell mend you. Like, because you did something bad. She was like, when you go to hell, they'll sort you out for that one.
Hell will mend you.
Yeah. Hell mend you. It was hell just like, not, she'd even like shortened it. But
like, it's one
big
word.
That is such a funny saying.
Yes.
I love that.
So this is the one who remains nameless, but we know what her name is. Mm-hmm. With the Hangover, picked a song. And we talked about a collective song. And of course, I wasn't sure of the song until I started hearing it. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Uh-huh.
And you were the same, Ivy. But Liam, you're just like, you don't have no idea, do you?
What, this song coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You will. You will.
I can't wait to be informed.
Message for life from Liam. I don't know what the hell this is. So anyway, this goes out to the gentle storm. And told me this is like when her dad used to get her and her siblings up for breakfast before school. He used to just turn the songs on the song.
This is definitely a dad song.
Yeah, to start the day. So here you go, enjoy with your hangover.
Show me where to
There you go. Big bit of Gentle Storm. Better. Okay, so I gotta pick a song here. Did you just call me that?
No, I said you're ridiculous.
Of course I am.
But I just kind of moved past the mic.
Yeah, slide to the bean. Yeah, well, there you go. Still high. Never mind. So this one. Okay, well, I'm going to play it because it's like an important song because I'm playing this for that person I just mentioned, right?
Okay, okay.
But then, so I play something before it, which you've heard 100 million times. It's a Joe Strummer thing about without people, you're nothing, which, you know, I always want to say it, but he says it better. And then the song's going to come on and you're going to go, ah. Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Anyway, so here we go. Joe Strummer.
And so now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
Wilco.
Come on.
That's a
there
fun
was
song.
A song that we, Liam and I both talked about last night of thinking about playing. It was California Stars
with Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
With Billy Bragg and Wilco with the lyrics of Woody Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a cover that they're playing?
So basically, they spoke to Woody Guthrie's daughter, and she had her father's sketchbook of lyrics.
Okay.
And she gave them that.
Wow.
And she said, I want. So the two of them collaborated in that.
That's
Mermaid Avenue.
Really cool.
There's one and two, isn't there? There's two rats.
Yeah, I think there's only two.
Yeah. So basically, that's what it is. It's like Wilco and Billy Bragg writing the music and the melodies to Woody Guthrie's lyrics. But California Stars.
Oh.
So good.
Go listen to that song right now, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, turn this off.
No, wait. Still listen to us.
But stick around.
Still listen. So here's the thing. Have you seen them live?
Yeah.
You have?
Wilco,
No, I have not.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl.
I think they're coming back.
Where? When? Tell me.
I don't know, but I think we're going.
We're going?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because I haven't seen them maybe for like maybe 12 or 14 years.
You were
years.
Saying that, yeah.
I can't believe that. And a band that I love. And I used to, I told you, I met them with doing the Sheryl Crow tour and trying to sign them. And I used to go and see them all the time.
Yeah.
It was great.
I saw them 9 years ago.
Amazing life.
Yeah.
Like really so, so powerful.
I really remember everyone was wearing a...
plaid shirt.
Fedora hat. even worse. Literally everyone on that
stage. A fedora plaid hat.
Yeah, right. The uniform.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, we're getting started. Okay, Liam, bring us into the cool world.
Okay, come on, bring us in. Everybody huddle up.
Get together. Bring us into the cool world.
Open your ears and take a look.
Play the song.
Yeah. No, that's great. He sets it up, uses the wrong word.
This is Check the Rhyme by A Tribe Called Quest. Check the Rhyme.
Days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time, y'all.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Fifer,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. End
industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. Off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. Improper, what you say, hammer? Proper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Got that wrong. Anyway, yeah. Super cool, Liam.
So cool, is that what you said?
No, super cool.
Super cool.
I said super cool, Liam. And I don't know if I meant that.
Oh, but...
Not a super cool song. Liam.
Liam.
Liam is super cool.
Super cool. Liam. You know, sometimes you just miss things.
Yeah. Open up your ears and take a look.
Yeah. Someone just texts me and go, what did you just say there? I just heard a lot of laughing. Anyway... So, Ivy.
Yes.
Your song.
Yeah. My next song is Kate by Ben Folds 5. Super cool song, Liam.
Yes.
That one is for my brother.
For your brother? Oh, yeah.
One for the sister, one for the brother.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, the 80s.
Oh, yeah. That's next time.
Imagine that.
Wishful thinking.
So, did we get one song to play? I was going to play Stupid Girl for Gentle Storm, but we're not going to get to that one. And yeah, because of the story behind it, as I said, better not go there. So I'm going to leave with this, because this is just...
Good call.
I said something last night, and I'll say it. I said, you know, like finding your voice, the voice that, you know, you want to say important things in, and then actually singing and recording songs, which I hadn't done. And I got to give a shout out to young Liam here, because he kind of inspired me to do it as well.
Yeah.
And eventually got it. And then I got to accept that my voice is. But you know what? In my head, when I sing songs about the girl I love, I imagine I have this voice. But it's really not true. But if I did, you know, it would be great. I just have to accept my own voice.
Oh, good song.
So, last goodbye. See you next week.
Between us down, but it's over.